So hello and welcome. This is Erica Glessing. You're joining me for the Erica Glessing Show, where you receive 8 minutes of daily inspiration, happiness, something fresh, something to think about, something to, you know, just kind of like create more awareness and space in your life. I'm so glad you could come today. I have a very beautiful international number one best-selling author, Kathleen Connor. She is, she teaches, works with kids. Very interesting and fun person to be around. So welcome, Kathleen.
I'm glad to be here, Erica.
Yeah, where are we? Where is the show today? What part of the country are you in?
Right now, I'm in Virginia.
Oh, nice. Is it cold?
It is a little chilly, but I'm still going to the beach.
Are you? You do have a dolphin beach thing, don't you?
Definitely a beach thing now that I've moved here. Yes.
Wow, that's nice. So tell me a little bit about kind of what gets you inspired or what gets you kind of into your, you know, into your groove or into your energy.
That's such a broad question, but I, you know, moving here and starting over has taught me so much about how I get my own energy back into joy and ease. And you know enough about me to know that I love to dance. So that's one thing that I do. And it's not just dancing, but moving overall. So, you know, one thing, if you're listening and you have children or you just are willing to be childlike, that aspect of what did I love doing as a child that I can still do now, I can give myself permission to do, like moving and like, you know, some people when they think of dancing, they think of something more structured, but even if it's just like, you know, throwing your body around in whatever way it wants to move, you know, and enjoying that, like being in your body, you know, like so often we get out of our bodies and we get like ahead of our bodies or we get distracted or we're thinking about something instead of like these bodies can be so much fun. You know what I mean?
Well, I have a playlist on YouTube and that's one thing that, you know, after I did the Happiness Telesummit, I think I interviewed, you know, in 2 years, 80 happiness experts, time and again, like just putting music on, moving, like time and again, shaking, jumping, getting a little bouncy thing, you know, one of those
yes.
called the little baby, a mini tramp, and just moving your body. In fact, there's this one guy, I remember he was like a happiness doctor, and he said, I refuse to work with people until they agree to do 10 minutes of shaking around, jumping around, walking or something a day.
Yeah.
Because if they're not willing to do that, then I'm not sure they're dedicated to getting happy.
Yes, exactly. That's a great point.
I know. So let's just encourage people after they're listening to the show, you did 8 minutes of inspiration. Could you go do 8 minutes of dancing? That would be a whole nother show.
Or even just being outside, because like I said, I'm going to the beach and I don't care if it's pouring rain or whatever. I just put on the clothes for it. But getting outside, because your body is often nurtured by being outside and being in that space. So, you know, when I see kids outside, I'm so excited because, you know, kids on the beach or whatever, that keeping that part alive too, that like if you get into any kind of funk, just get yourself outside and moving as well.
Yeah, I mean, the whole addiction to the phone and the, you know, the laptop and the iPod and the iPad and the staying connected. And lately, I've been doing this thing where I go up to this horse I've been playing with and I do an hour unconnected, like a couple days a week. And I know that doesn't sound like a big deal. But
no, it is. It is.
Completely unplugging for some time and playing, you know, what a great thing to do. I love it. Thank you for that, Kathleen. That's really good inspiration.
Yeah. You sometimes forget that when you're stuck in some kind of thought, feeling, and emotion or some kind of loop, that just moving and being outside gives you more space and gives your body a chance to contribute to you and to shift and change it.
Yeah. So what are you up to lately and what can you share with my audience? What kinds of things are you teaching and being?
Yeah, the things I'm up to other than, you know, the access consciousness stuff around doing bars classes is that I've been going to meetings for kids with ADD and kids with autism and adults as well. I don't want to limit it to just kids. And also because here in Virginia, I'm close to a lot of military, like Air Force Base, that kind of thing. Anyone who's got PSD in any way, anything that's keeping you from being joyful and ease-filled, I'd love to present really simple tools to people. So
when you say I've been going to meetings, why don't you clarify if you have services for people who's with children with these different things? Tell us a little bit about working with kids with special needs, or you know how they've been come to call ADHD, ADD, autism. Tell us a little bit about that experience and what we can learn from the kids as well.
Yes, I kind of like that. You know, through Access Consciousness, they talk about kids with those kinds of labels, whether it's ADD, autism, OCD, bipolar, that usually that's a capacity or a talent or ability that is also there as well. And so if we can put our focus on that, when I work with parents or speak to a whole group, it's around tools to get both yourself or your kids back to what their gifts are, what their abilities are, and how to use them more dynamically instead of getting this message that you have a disability, or that there's something wrong with you, and that you don't fit in, all of that kind of stuff, over like washing over a different possibility of that it's a capacity and it's a talent, and how can you use that more dynamically and use it to your advantage instead of your disadvantage.
Yeah, I love that. I love really looking at like how I tell my kids all the time, I'm like, look at how your brain functions. Like, look at how you learn, and then learn to adjust what you do to your own brain. Because that was something I found out for me is I need a lot of projects. I'm not happy with one or two projects. So right now I have 7 businesses and I'm like, I'm so flipping engaged. Like, I know that like other people might like to have one business.
Yeah, that's a good reminder that
I have to look at my brain. I had to look at what works for Erica, and that was not everyone's brain, obviously. I think I was looking at with some of the ADD, like, you know, it's like maybe between 20% of the population could technically have that label if they, you know, owned it.
Yes. Yeah, an adult friend of mine who has ADD was talking about how when he was in school, that one teacher that really knew him well, if there was a project that everyone else had a month to do, he would look at my friend and say, "But you only have 2 weeks. You have to get it done in 2 weeks." Because he just knew with the ADD thing that if you gave him a month, it would be like torture for him. And he's just better off like telling them he has a shorter due date than the other people.
Gosh, thank you.
You know?
Perfect. Thank you. That would have worked for me so well if I've had a teacher who ever understood my brain. But, you know, I did better on the quarter system. So I went to university, right? And that was just way better for me. It was like awesome. So I'm excited to have you here on the show. Tell people how they can reach you, find out more about you. And, you know, I especially encourage people with some of these things that Kathleen talked about, like PTSD, or maybe your brain needs some special help, or you have kids with issues that where they could be supported. Tell us how we can find you, Kathleen.
That's funny because my website is under construction right now, but my website is exuberantlybeing.com. Okay. So that's one way, but also I'm Kathleen spelled with a C, and you can reach me at Kathleen@accessconsciousness.com.
Okay, perfect.
And yeah, on that Access Consciousness website is an easy way to reach me as well. But yeah, if you really want to find me, you'll find me, I'm sure.
Okay, awesome. Thanks so much for coming.
Thank you, Erica.